Hyannis comes to the plate in the bottom of the first inning in a tie ball game here from McKeon Park. The starter on the mound from Wake Forest today for the Gateman is William Fleming, making his 9th appearance all told and his 4th start of the summer as Jordan Westberg steps in and takes a look at a fastball good for a strike 0-1. Well, for Fleming, he's worked 21 in the third this summer, struck out 21, walked 6, giving up his fair share of hits with 31. So he is a guy that is not untouchable. Westberg swings and fouls off an 0-1 fastball out of play. If you want to talk about untouchable, Hyannis knows that all too well after seeing Ian Bedell last night. He was absolutely marvelous, going 5 shutout innings at that. So an 0-2 to Westberg comes in. Fastball called strike 3 down and in. Fleming dropped in an off-speed pitch at the knees. Westberg didn't like it. He's back to the dugout for out number 1. First K right out of the gate for William Fleming, his 22nd of the summer. That'll bring in Ian Fair. Well, for Fleming, his last appearance came July the 19th against the Falmouth Commodores. As Fair swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back. For Fleming, he went 3 1/3 in that contest, gave up 3 runs on 4 hits, walked 1, struck out 2. He's got a count of 0-1 here to Ian Fair as he gets a sign from his catcher, Dallas Beaver. Comes home, Fair swings, bloops one into right field. That's going to fall in front of Matt Rudick for a base hit. So Ian Fair just keeps continuing to swing the bat. That's now a 5-game hit streak for the Northeastern product as he reaches in his first plate appearance here in the first inning. That'll set the table for Trevor Hover with 1-on-1 out. Now Ian Fair's really been a story as of late, quietly putting himself together a great summer. Harper will take his cuts from the left side, seeing William Fleming for the first time. Bat above his left shoulder as Fleming comes home. Brushes Harper back a bit with an inside fastball. It's 1-0. For Ian Fair, a guy that was a vital piece of the Northeastern Husky squad in 2019. Harper looks at a 1-0 breaking ball down and away. Of course, we talked about Fair getting a couple of stints with Hyannis this summer, the second one being much better. He's now put together hits in 5 straight games. He had a 2-hit performance July the 26th against the Whitecaps here at McKeon Park. 2-0 to Hover. Fastball get me over right down central for a strike. Hover trying to pick up the average for himself a little bit. Sits at 229 right now as Fleming picks over at first. Fairback standing. And for Hover, he's alternated hits in his last 4 appearances. Trying to pick one up and get a rally started for Hyannis in their first inning as he sends one in the air to left. Moving over Antico toward the line. Back a couple steps. Loses the sunglasses and makes the grab. Ian Fair back to the bag at first. Hover's down for out number 2. Sent one fairly deep down the left field line, but no problem for Antico to range over and make the play. That'll bring in the big bat, Hunter Goodman. So Hunter, of course, the RBI leader on Cape Cod with 35 this summer. Not an RBI spot right here, as there's nobody in scoring position, but he does have Ian Fair over at first base. Fleming comes home. Hot shot down the third baseline. Foul. Fleming's made his way up to Cape Cod. Had a solid season at Wake Forest. An ERA of 4.26. 44 and a third innings pitch. Struck out 31. It was in his sophomore season. Facing the Memphis Tiger Goodman. Pops one up right side of the infield. Drifting back on a teeter and Mathis. Be the second baseman Mathis to range over and get under it to make the grab, and that ends the inning. Hunter Goodman just gets under a fastball, and Hyannis will strand 1. No runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 man left aboard. Still scores from McKeon Park. The Gateman coming back to the plate against Landon Kelly when we return on the Cape Cod Baseball Network.